Hey guys, Jordan West here to talk about TikTok Shop. TikTok Shop, TikTok Shops, whatever you want. We've been working with a lot of people on TikTok Shops. We're going to call it TikTok Shops. What I want to talk to you guys about is why TikTok Shop changes everything. You might not realize why. So you've probably heard a lot of people talking about it. It's interesting, actually. I've had a lot of people reaching out to me saying, you know, oh, a social media expert told me it's over. They're done. They're absolutely nothing. Let's actually dive into why I think that that might be one of the worst pieces of advice that you have ever gotten in your life. Hey guys, are you a scaling e-commerce brand this year? I imagine you are, or maybe you're just trying to save some cash. Let me share one of the best kept secrets in managing inventory, Finale Inventory. Honestly, I've been using Finale for about 4 years now. I love when sponsors come on this podcast that I have actually used and I absolutely love. And I've witnessed its impacts firsthand. As Finale celebrates its 10th year, it's empowered thousands of brands across various industries, from food and beverage to electronics to apparel, like in our case, auto parts, and yes, even fireworks. That's actually how they started. They've helped them manage their inventory and warehouses efficiently. This platform has been instrumental in preventing overselling, improving efficiencies, and enabling rapid scaling for growth. I want to tell you, the reason that we went to them is because we were having massive overselling issues. And when we went to Finale, it almost solved them overnight. One of their success stories involves scaling a brand from 755,000 to 75 million. Sellers have seen their return rates reduced by 40%, and countless hours have been saved off warehouse workflows, which we have seen personally, absolutely seen. The value Finale inventory brings to the table is truly remarkable. And here's some exciting news for you. You can get 20% off the first 6 months when you sign up as a new user with the code UPGROWTH2024. Go to finaleinventory.com and start your free trial and take advantage of this special offer. Remember, it's probably a lot more affordable than you actually think. And I know I'm always surprised when I see how small that bill is. Remember, use UPGROWTH2024 at finaleinventory.com. Now to today's episode. I'm really, really excited about this. Before we dive in, I want to talk a little bit about, number one, why you should listen to me. So if you don't know anything about me, I have extensive experience. I've worked with over 100 clients. Oh man, we've worked with hundreds of clients over the years. I also have run multiple successful e-commerce brands. At one point, I had up to 6 brands at one point and absolutely loved that. But at the end of the day, I love learning new things like this and I love sharing new things like this with you guys. Proven results. I mean, we've generated, I don't even know how much in the brands that we own alone. I was trying to calculate this the other day, but it's a lot of money. It's many, many 8 figures. And so, you know, we've worked with a lot of brands over the years as well, both on the consulting side, the agency side, all that kind of stuff. And really at the end of the day, I absolutely love doing what I do. And I really try and get in hands-on with a hands-on sort of approach. And so why should you listen to me? I actually have had a podcast for years. I think we're at about 550 episodes now. I've had some of the biggest names in direct to consumer on the podcast. And again, you know, have tried to be on the cutting edge of what is going on in e-commerce for many, many years. And I'm really, really excited about that. So enough about me. I just wanted you guys to know I'm not some kook that's coming on here to talk to you, that I actually have a little bit of experience when it comes to this. All right, who is this training for? So number one, brands who want to add another channel to scale on. That is the number one. Number two, this is for SaaS companies that may want to figure out some leverage here. I think a lot of people are going to be building on TikTok Shops. And I'll tell you why in a little bit here, because it's one of those opportunities. I think this is one of those once in a lifetime opportunities. To me, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute, this is Amazon of 2015, right? Maybe 2014, maybe even earlier. And then number three, agencies. Though you may not like this when you realize how much work it is. And I should probably say that for brands as well. You might not like this. There's a lot of work when it comes into this. So this is your opportunity to bounce. Go ahead. You can take off. This is totally fine. But if you want to stick around, here's what we have. So what is it exactly? Well, it's like Amazon plus TikTok plus Social Snowball plus Shopify all had a baby, right? It's this incredible confluence of social selling, right? So we've all seen, you know, Facebook and Instagram shops, right? But nothing like this before. Nothing in this sort of way where it's all influencer led. And I think that's the really interesting thing and why we're seeing these massive spikes from brands. You know, interestingly, I've got a friend of mine who owns an interesting brand. I'm trying to think what space, in the survival space or prepper space or whatever, something in one of those kind of spaces. And he had an influencer post for him the other day on TikTok and send to his TikTok shop. And that influencer drove 660 sales with one post. This influencer only had 70,000 followers. Think about that for a second. 70,000 followers, and they were able to drive that. What is it? It's like nothing we've ever seen before. And again, if you're one of the people that are like, ah, TikTok shop is dead. I mean, guys, dead. It's barely even been born. It's brand new. How could it be dead? So who is eligible? Let's talk about that. Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, the UK, the United States, and Vietnam. So most of you are probably watching this, most likely from the UK and from the United States. Some of the Canadians out there, I will get to you Canadians because I am actually also a Canadian. And so, and I say that with absolute pride. Let me show you here. So you live in Canada, eh? I will say it. I will say it. I know it's super lame, but I did. Here's what you need. So number one, you need a physical address in the good old USA. So you need to find a physical address there. There are services that can help you get that. And number two, you need a business rep with either a social security number or an ITN. I believe that's an individual taxpayer number. You have to have a US entity. And there is more. It's not easy, but it can be done. You can get a hold of us or get a hold of me at some point if you'd like, and I can try and walk you through the process. It is quite a process, but it can be done. And TikTok Shop Canada is coming soon to a TikTok near you. So I'm very excited about this. What is it? This is Amazon of 2015, right? You've heard everything about TikTok Shop, and you might have already tried it, but it's even bigger than that. I don't really know anybody who actually gets it yet, which is crazy. Oh, I do. I do. I know a few people, but it takes a long time for it to sink in. And this is why I'm trying to get the word out there as much as I can. Let me talk about kind of what the old way looked like, right? And I think some of you guys are probably still in the old way if you're brands or agencies, right? The old way is trying to figure out what works with creative and UGC. We all know, right? I spent tens of thousands of dollars, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars on creative and UGC for ads. We send out a mass amount of product to creators, influencer seeding. Love influencer seeding. And I'm not saying get rid of influencer seeding. What I'm saying is you'll see because yeah, there's a better way. And number three, the old way is spend lots of money on testing, hoping and praying. Here is the new way. If you guys are watching this, this is absolutely crazy. So here's the new way. So the new way starts at the top with TikTok shops, right? It goes down now into two different ways. So one is influencer seeding and UGC content. The amazing thing is with TikTok shops, you're only paying an influencer when they actually drive sales. You're only paying a percentage. And so this is an incredible experience to get influencer seeding out there and getting paid for it. I love influencer seeding. The problem with influencer seeding is it's really expensive to get that many products out into UGC creators' hands or into creators' hands. And lots of times, you're not going to get posts from them. You'll maybe get posts from a quarter of them. And maybe a quarter of those. I mean, well, let's just use the 80-20 rule when it comes to that. This is different. This is different because the influencers only make money when they actually drive sales for you. And so you end up getting this incredible amount of content that's really, really good. And you know what drives sales. So now we go over to sales on TikTok, right? So we've got the sales on TikTok, which is absolutely incredible, right? People are calling it the TikTok shop effect. Absolutely. We gather all this UGC content with a tool called Refunnel. That is where the magic comes in, right? Now, we look at these top content creators for organic social, right? And we start to make contracts with them to work on our organic social. We also use their content in our organic social, which then grows our presence. We then use it in paid social, contests, TikTok, Meta, YouTube. Guys, this is a complete blue ocean that nobody is doing anything about right now. So where do we start? We're already into it. If you guys are still here with me, you will know that this is a massive opportunity. There is no doubt that this is one of the biggest opportunities of our time. Let me talk about how it actually works, because I think some people still don't understand the actual like nuts and bolts of how it actually works. And I'm going to do it really simply in 3 points here. So number one, it is all performance-based on TikTok Shop. You only pay an influencer when their content drives sales, and only the content that they've posted from their page. If you use one of their pieces of content, you download it, and you then use it again. And again, we ask for usage rights on every single piece of content that we're using with influencers. That is just the way to do it on TikTok. If their content drives not just traffic, if their content drives sales, you're only paying on a performance basis. That's wild. That is wild when you think about how you've been paying per post to influencers, right? It's absolutely crazy. You manage the relationship mainly through TikTok Seller Central, including all of your payouts, and then you gather the content off platform, unwatermarked, and use it again. It's very, very simple. I'm going to get into the nuts and bolts and how to do it. And hopefully by the end of this, you guys will actually understand how to set up your own TikTok shop and how to start leveraging it at scale for your brand. Why most brands don't scale or see success. It is sales. It's a numbers game. Somebody came to me recently and was like, TikTok shops don't work. I was like, oh, okay. How many influencers are you working with? We're working with 10. Okay. Come back to me when you have 1,000 and then tell me that it doesn't work. It is a numbers game. So if you're not a sales driven kind of person, this is going to be incredibly difficult for you. In fact, when we propped up this service at our agency, we actually didn't give it to the operations team. We gave it to our sales team. And so I, as the visionary CEO at the agency, I am in charge of our sales team. And here's the crazy thing. Our sales team absolutely crushes on TikTok Shop because it is a sales game. You are selling to influencers. That is what you are doing. You are trying to get your product into the hands of influencers and saying, hey, when you post this one's going to be incredible. This is a product that a lot of people want. That is what influencers want, right? They also want to be, they want to feel special, right? And so you need to be able to do that in your messaging. And that's why it's a sales game. So if you are not a salesperson, have no fear. There are people that can help you with that. That's the good news. We can help you with that. That's what we do. All right. It's a lot of work. I got bad news before I have good news for you guys. So it is a lot of work. So let's talk about some of the different things. So we have in-feed video and live shopping. We have installing creators for your brands. There's your product showcase, right? Figuring out your product showcase. There's the shop tab. There's the affiliate program. There's shop ads. There's fulfilled by TikTok. There's inventory management. There's order tracking and fulfillment. There's managing returns and refunds. There's customer service. It just goes on and on and on. It is a massively big sales channel. If you think Amazon, this is what it is, right? It's basically Amazon. And there will be an SEO component soon too. I don't know if you guys know how many searches actually happen on TikTok. It is a massive amount of searches. And so SEO is going to be a huge part of this as well. So just to let you know, it is a lot of work. Now, here's the big mistakes that brands are making. Number one, not enough outreach. Like I said before, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. You have to outreach to a lot of people. Our team for the brands that we work with attempts to outreach to 1,000 creators every single week, which is just absolutely insane. Number two, one of the other big mistakes is not selling to influencers, right? Influencers will not inherently want to work with you. You need to sell to them. And number three is being too picky, right? If you're too picky with all the influencers that you're working with, you are not going to be successful. It's incredible. Sometimes you don't realize the ones that will just absolutely take off, right? There's some of these influencers that will just absolutely take off and you didn't know. So don't be too picky, right? You're not paying them. You're just sending them product. So if you can afford to send them product, don't be too picky. Make sure that they're obviously like in your right demographic, but don't be too picky. Number four, not getting rights management. Ooh, that's a big one. That is a big one. I see a lot of people make this mistake. They're not getting rights management. And so they actually can't leverage all this content. They can't put it on their own page. It's just not good when you don't do that. Not being at a large scale. Now, our aim is to be at 200 creators within the first 45 days and then get those creators posting more. We like to be at 1,000 by month three. And so it's just a massive scale game, guys. Today's sponsor is Finale Inventory, a tool that I have personally used and loved for years. To me, it really stands out as the solution for accurate and efficient inventory management. It's trusted by thousands of brands. Finale offers seamless integration with over 80 sales channels, including TikTok shops, featuring customizable workflows and reporting to streamline your operations and scale with ease. Prevent overselling, maximize profitability, whether you're managing multiple sales channels, expanding your product range, or seeking ways to reduce operational costs. With Finale, you're equipped with the tools needed to succeed in today's e-commerce landscape. Interested in seeing how Finale can streamline your business operations? Visit finaleinventory.com and go check out the demo. I also do have a nice little promo code for you. Try Upgrowth 2024 for 20% off your first 6 months if you are a new user. Enhance your inventory management by visiting finaleinventory.com. Now, back to today's episode. That's what it comes down to. And number six is leveraging content with, I don't see people doing this. Use the content people have made for you with ads. I think what it comes down to is that brand owners are busy. They're busy people. I know, I'm a brand owner myself. I understand how ridiculously busy we are. And so I think that that's where it comes down to. And I think that's where most of the mistakes are made. It's not that brands that you guys don't know, it's that you're busy. And I get it. I absolutely get it. All right, here's the setup process. Now we have a 9-page SOP that we use for this. And if you personally email me, you can get this 9-page SOP. Just personally email me, jordan@upgrowthcommerce.com, and say 9-page SOP, and I will give this to you. So here are the steps. Number one, register for your TikTok shop. This actually takes a little bit longer sometimes if you don't have all the documentation. So make sure you have all your documents ready to go. TikTok will walk you through the entire thing, the whole process. And it's all automated, guys. Number two is setting up your shop. So make sure that your shop settings are all correct. There's a lot of different settings in there when it comes to your TikTok shop. There's either sending your inventory in for fulfilled by TikTok. There is doing your own fulfillment. There's a lot of stipulations in there. Make sure you read through them and you understand what you are getting yourself into. Make sure you have a great inventory management system. When you go to TikTok shop, if you take off and you know you have 1,000 orders in a day, make sure you're able to handle that massive rush of orders, because that could be huge. I recommend, it's funny, actually, they're a sponsor of my podcast right now, but I've used them for years. They're called Finale. I recommend Finale. It's a really great, like pretty cheap in the grand scheme of things software. So definitely recommend those guys. Number three is adding products to your TikTok shop. Now, this does take a little while, and there are certain specifications. There's certain things that you need to get done. There's some graphic design work that's in there. Again, something our team takes care of for brands. It's quite a bit of work. We use a product that it's just a really great connector over to your store. Number four is influencer outreach. So we've got an entire SOP just for influencer outreach. And number five is brand-owned initiatives. And number six is scaling outreach. And we also use Shopify Collabs for this right now, because there are only about 95 to 100,000 influencers so far on TikTok shops. And so we also use Shopify Collabs, which is a really, really great supplemental way to get people onto TikTok shop and to reach out to people. And we're actually almost going 50-50 right now on both of those, getting products out to people, which is great because of the halo effect on your direct consumer. This is just insane. It is absolutely insane. The process just keeps going and going. I just wanted to give you guys the bigger points here. So here is the daily process that our team follows. So number one, we track influencers who have posted. Number two, we download that content from creators. Number three, repost that to your own channel with tweaks, or you can use the Tabs Chocolate method. Now, I saw this method from my bros over at Social Snowball, and I love this method so much. So the idea is that you have a bunch of different TikTok accounts. And so each TikTok account has its own really small niche. And so if you have a ton of creators, you can actually repurpose their content into these different channels. And it's incredible the amount of free media that you're going to get from this. Imagine what this, I mean, we can call it earned media, whatever we want, we're earning it. So yeah, that's another incredible method. Again, something that we can potentially help your brand out with. Number four, we gift to influencers. So we're trying to do that every single day, sending gifts out to these influencers, communicating with the influencers, trying to help them out. Now, one of the bigger things too here is giving them small creative briefs. Hey, here's three ideas that have worked really well for our brands. And that can go a long ways. Number six is encouraging influencers to post again, right? So going in there, messaging, trying to get them to post again. Number seven, one of the things that we're doing is tracking all influencers that you've gifted to. And just, it's this beautiful cycle. If I was a good graphic designer, I would have created this nice flywheel, because it's a flywheel. This is what this is. It's a flywheel for your brand. Now, struggling to grow organically, here is a hack that I learned from my buddy Brock over at Frostbuddy. I got to give him props for this. This is not my idea. But one thing I'm really good at is taking other people's ideas that I think are absolutely phenomenal and giving them a bit of credit for it. So number one, find an influencer that you've worked with on TikTok Shops with 20 to 50,000 followers. Now, these are generally people that are pre-monetization. So yeah, they might be able to monetize a little bit with TikTok Shops, but at 20 to 50,000 followers, they're probably a little bit pre-monetization. They're not going to be getting paid to post or anything like that, but they've got some decent performance, right? Offer them the opportunity to make 8 TikToks for your brand, anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks a month. I recommend starting at 50. I think 50 is pretty reasonable. Even when we think about, you know, paying for UGC content, generally we're only paying between 30 and 50 bucks. So I think 50 is very generous, actually, if you really think about it. Now, we give them 8 opportunities to go viral. And you decide what those metrics are. So maybe that's 200,000, 500,000, whatever that is. You decide those metrics. Then you hire them as a permanent creator in your roster and you pay them per post. Do this with 8 to 10 influencers and you have unlimited content for your TikTok. And now you can do that Tabs chocolate idea that I was talking about before, where you have all of these niche TikTok accounts and you are generating so many views on your brand. It's insane. Okay, how do you grow? All right, so influencers are the name of the game. Running ads with content that works on all channels. Really, at the end of the day, it is about getting to a massive scale with your influencers. If you can get to that scale with your influencers and you can find the ones in that 80-20 that are producing a ton of revenue for your brand, that is the name of the game. Now, after that, growing is running ads with the content on all channels. I recommend starting first with TikTok. If it worked well on TikTok Shops, it's going to work well on TikTok ads. And so I really recommend running those ads straight to your shop from the influencer content. You can use Spark ads. Again, this is something that our agency does with brands because it just makes sense. You know, at the end of the day, I feel like I'll get into a quick agency thing here. I feel like at the end of the day, the role of an agency is to take the strategy that you have, it gives some more ideas on the strategy, but really at the end of the day, it's about execution and it's about a high level of execution. And so if your agency isn't doing that, you need to either take it back on yourself or find an agency who does. So that's just my 2 cents on that. And number three is repurposing influencer content. Now, I've got some tricks for that. Actually, I'll get into some of those tricks. So number one is, first of all, we use this awesome tool called Refunnel. You can also use one called Archive. I love Refunnel just because they've got this really cool UGC contest part of it as well, or CGC contest, customer generated content contest. So we like to take that influencer content, right? Repurpose it. So we download it. So it's unwatermarked now. We download it and then we make a couple of tweaks when we re-upload it into TikTok. So we're either going to add a little hook at the beginning. So sometimes I like this like black screen with typing. It actually gets people's attention a lot. You're not going to believe what happened next. So just something like that. That's a great way to do it. Otherwise, throwing another big caption over top of it, trying some different captions over top of it, that will still potentially go viral. So if you've had a post go viral from a content creator, repurpose it. Why not, right? Make sure you ask for usage rates first though. Number four is going live. So remember, the longer you're live, the more reach that you get. Just keep going and going. And here's a nice hint. Repurpose those key moments. I know I have kept moments in here. Repurpose those key moments into ads. And then split testing running ads to your direct-to-consumer and your Amazon as well. There's so many other ways to grow as well. These are just a couple here. I don't want to bore you guys too much with some of this stuff here. Really just focus on, you know, numbers 1 through 5 and you're going to be absolutely great. Again, just remember, it's a lot of work. Hey, how can I help? Let's talk about that. Brands. We have a fully managed TikTok shop service. It starts at $1,000 a month, which is just insane. I don't know if you know, our normal agency services usually started about $10,000 a month. So this starts at $1,000 a month plus a performance percentage. We absolutely love working with the brands in this way. It just aligns all of our incentives so much. So if you are watching this potentially on YouTube or wherever you're watching this here, go ahead and click the link below, or you can go to upgrowthcommerce.com/TikTok-shop-webinar. Wow, what a great URL. You know, when you're creating URLs, don't do stuff like I just did there. It's just too long. But again, upgrowthcommerce.com/TikTok-shop-webinar, or click the link. So we work with brands in a ton of different ways. On this side, this is one of our starting kind of services here. We also, you know, do full management. We install creators for you. We do everything that we've talked about here is stuff that we love to do for brands and that we've done for our own brands that we own as well. So we're very, very confident with that. At this point, we are starting to get into waitlist territory. So if you want to get your name down, I would highly recommend that you do that. Now, agencies, if you are watching this, offering TikTok shops as a service, TT SaaS is what I'm calling it. We're doing a 4-week accelerator, everything that you need to know to help brands and to offer this as a service. Guys, there are so many brands that are going to need help with this. And so I really, really recommend that you guys try and learn it on your own. Go ahead, or you can be a part of a 4-week accelerator that I'm going to put on. If you go to the form in the link here, and remember, I will make sure to have that link somewhere down below that you guys can find. If you guys can go to that form and fill that out, we will get back to you and go through the qualification process, as obviously not every agency is going to qualify for that. Why am I helping agencies? Why? Because there are going to be hundreds of thousands of brands that need this as a service. It is so much work, guys. And agencies, I mean, you need to know that. It is a lot of work. We have the processes down. We have the processes down to an absolute art. An art and a science. And so this is something that you are definitely going to want to check out. I'm sure you have lots and lots of questions. So if you have questions, feel free to put them in the comments. Reach out to me on Twitter or LinkedIn, Jordan West, if you have any questions about any of this stuff. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming today, for listening to this today. And yeah, this is one of the biggest opportunities that I have seen out there. And I am just absolutely ecstatic to see what it does for your brand. And again, feel free to reach out to us at Upgrowth. This is the thing that we are the most obsessed with right now.
Hey guys, just wanted to say thanks again so much for listening to the podcast. If I could ask one favor of you, it would be to share this with your other e-commerce store owner friends. We want everyone in the e-com space to be listening to this podcast, and lots of you guys already are, and we really, really appreciate that. One last thing before you go as well is we are offering to our podcast listeners a free e-commerce growth plan where we go from strategy to sale with your brand in this e-commerce growth plan. So feel free to go to www.upgrowthcommerce.com/grow and apply for a free growth plan today. Thank you all again so much for listening.